sixth case this morning, United States versus Hodges.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Greg Dutch. I represented Mr. Hodges both at the trial stage and as well here on appeal. I have one issue. I think it's a simple issue, and it puts a trial attorney in an incredibly difficult situation. And that situation is when there's an enhancement for a role in the offense, and the defense attorney is unable to corroborate any of the information that is provided to him in the pre-sentence investigation report with the lack of prior testimony, and that the court itself determined that the witnesses that made these statements were unavailable for purposes of sentencing weight, and then does not increase the sentence based on weight because of the unavailability of those witnesses, yet does increase the role in the offense by two levels as a supervisory role based on those same people. I have a client who doesn't understand that, a client who directs me to appeal this case.
Why is it not just a reasonable compromise on the part of the district court?
I can't get into the judge's head at that point in time. I think that the issue is fundamental, though, in that in explaining to your client why the enhancement applies, yet it doesn't apply for the increase in the weight, when you're looking at actual significant prison time and you're looking at years added,
Tell him he could have lost both.
I did tell him he could have lost both. And that didn't seem to be sufficient. We're certainly not arguing that Judge Crabb had the ability to make the decision, and I certainly understand that on an appeal, the burden on the defendant is significant. It's not a de novo review, of course. But this case came down in 2008, 2009. It was a long and winding road. It went up to the Court of Appeals. It went back down to the district court. The sentencing was imposed. There was a joint motion by the government and myself to modify that sentence within 15 days. And so the defendant, the appellant, sees that there is his ability to inure to the Seventh Circuit for just relief. I think that this could have been a close call for me as to how I proceeded in this case. We certainly appreciate the court hearing our argument, but I think the bottom line for us has to be that consistency on the part of the trial court. And we perceive that there wasn't consistency, and we were asking this court for relief from that. Other than that, I really have no other argument. I don't want to take up the court's time. We appreciate you allowing us to come here. If the court has any other questions, I would be happy to answer those.
Don't believe so. Thank you, counsel.
Good morning. David Reinhardt for the United States from the Western District of Wisconsin. The district court did not commit clear error when it applied the two-level enhancement for being a leader, organizer, manager, or supervisor in the criminal offense. Here, the district court relied on not just one statement, but numerous witness statements in the PSR, people who acted as middlemen, people who had firsthand knowledge, some of the users who stated the defendant had runners who assisted him in dealing heroin. These statements were detailed. They were consistent. They were made by people with firsthand knowledge.
Did you drive down this morning?
No, I did not.
Drive down yesterday?
Yes.
Are you driving back today?
Yes.
It's a beautiful drive.
Mr. Reinhardt, let me ask you.
Sure.
Would you be troubled if the district judge had imposed this enhancement on the basis of, in essence, one witness's one unavailable witness's statement.
I think that would be more troublesome where you just had one witness. But as this court has stated, when you have mutually consistent statements from you know, more than one person, the judge can corroborate or find that there's corroboration within those statements. And also to address the weight and the role in the offense, how the court didn't use some of the evidence for weight but used it for role in the offense, I think you really are talking about apples and oranges. When you're talking about weight, you're talking about one specific person who can tell you what he was buying from an individual. Where when you talk about a role in the offense, you're not just relying on information from one person, and it's more of a general term. And in this case, we had five people who were telling you generally that this defendant had others running for him or were acting as middlemen for him. Finally, the defendant never really put forth any evidence to attack the credibility of these witnesses other than saying that, hey, it's hearsay and it's unreliable. In the end, the district court didn't clearly err, and we'd ask this court to affirm the district court.
Thank you.
Anything further? Well, you have the thanks of the court. You took this case by appointment.
Yes.
Thank you very much for attending today.
Thank you.
Safe drive home.
Following Mr. Reinhardt.
The case will be taken under advisement.